I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journal in the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. All right, guys, so let's get right into it. Welcome back to another episode of Journaling the Process, a daily check-in where I keep it realer than real and share with you guys the raw and uncut version of my day. So today started off a little bit hectic. I literally was running about half an hour late for work, and that's simply because your girl couldn't get up this morning. You know, my alarm went off, but my body didn't want to get up, and that's simply because I was operating on, I want to say, four and a half hours of sleep. So my youngest, who is almost about 3 years old now, has not been sleeping her nights for almost, I want to say, 3 months. And it's getting to the point where she doesn't even want to sleep in her bed. She's sleeping with me and my husband, and she has us up at like all type of hours throughout the night. Normal kids would go to bed probably like, what, 8, 8:30. If I put her to bed at 8, 8:30, for sure, guaranteed, without a doubt, she's up by like midnight, 1 o'clock, and not probably going to sleep until 2, 3 o'clock. And that is a fact. So this very crazy, super weird schedule has been going on for a while now. I'm just trying to like go through the punches, but it's pretty exhausting at times. And today was really one of those days where I really felt it, where I was operating on basically little to no sleep. So for those moms that are waking up at all kind of hours of their night to take care of their kids, either to give them a bottle or whatnot, or if you're struggling like myself, having your little one stay asleep, kudos to you, team no sleep in the building. So on that note, I basically wanted to say, like, your girl was running about half an hour late to go to work. I literally hit the snooze button and I didn't have a backup alarm, so my body knows to naturally wake up give or take by like 6 o'clock, and I actually slept through about until around 6:30 a.m. and I normally wake up about 5:30 a.m. During the week to go to work. So when I told you, when I actually got up, my body woke me up and I realized what time it is, and I realized what time it was. Lord, I can barely speak. My apologies, guys. I just literally ran into the shower, you know, and put my makeup on, did my hair quickly, and try to get the hell out of this house, because I know I was going to be running late. But I did let my manager know that I was going to be running about half an hour late, and I'm really not trying to abuse it or get my ass fired, because I've been late frequently over the last few weeks. So with that being said, I basically wanted to share this with you guys. When you really pray to God and are sincere, and you have the ability, as I always say, to manifest anything that you want in your life. I literally prayed to God to let me get to work and have a really great day as far as production, to at least make up for my lateness, which doesn't excuse it, but at least to prove to my manager that I'm still dependable, that I can still bring my numbers at the end of the day. And my goal was literally to make $50 in bonus today, and guess what, your girl made $90. So God came through. I literally put that out into the universe of how much money I wanted to make, and I made more than that. So my day went from crazy hectic, not sleeping, running around like a maniac just to get from point A to point B, and turning around real quickly by making more than what my intention was to make for the day. So I want to share this with you guys, because at the end of the day, I always stress that it's important to put your intention out as far as what you want to achieve, not only for the day, but for your life. So today's check-in is just a quick note of be intentional of what it is that you want in your life and be intentional of what it is that you're asking God for, because He is listening. So that's it, guys. That's my little 2 cents. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next check-in.